Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Are you a weaver? I miss driving.
Big time. I like to get where I'm going. It's like Mario Kart on these streets.
Yes. Honestly, it's the only way to drive in LA.
You guys can't be weavers. That makes me nervous.
Well, no, don't get in the baby. Car then.
I'm really thrilled every time we get a result, a spectrographic result. I mean, people love the beautiful pictures from Hubble, and I do too. But some of the strongest science comes from the spectroscopy.
I don't know if you've ever seen video of a flying snake, but they are really something. The Southeast Asian snake curls its tail around a tree branch more than 15 meters above ground before launching upward and then curling its body and gliding to the next tree limb.
Coming up, we'll sample three podcasts for you to try. Las Culturitas, Science Rules with Bill Nye, and The 90-Second Naturalist. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The thing with pop culture is that there's just too much of it. Impossible to stay in the loop on all the latest shows, movies, music, Twitter drama, and more. But what if you had a couple of best friends who did it for you? Well, that's just what you're getting with our first podcast, Las Culturitas, hosted by comedians Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. Each week, Matt and Bowen welcome fabulous guests like Adie Bryant, Lauren Lapkus, Ben Platt, and many more to dissect their latest cultural obsessions, both serious and satirical. You'll be a pop culture expert in no time as your culture consultants Matt and Bowen use their quick wit and effortless charm to take you and their guests on a journey to the beating heart of American culture experience. Your road to becoming a culturista starts right here. Here's a snippet from a recent episode of Las Culturistas featuring actor and comedian Ego Wodum. Ego joins Bowen and Matt for a lively discussion on the word king, zero-tolerance dating, and much more. In this clip, they talk about the overwhelming process of completely moving your life to a new city, especially at later stages of life.
This is the thing, and you two can speak to this better than I can, because I have not had to move to a new city in, like, 12 years at this point. Like, I forget what that feeling is of, like, overwhelm or of just, of like, shock or whatever. Like, yeah. I'm afraid to do it ever again. I don't know.
I didn't think I would have to be, like, the new kid in life at the age of 30. Like, that was truly, like, and I have friends that live in New York, but I work opposite schedules. Like, my schedule is opposite of theirs, so there's no hanging out. They all live in Brooklyn. I do not. They work in Manhattan, live in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm, if I don't catch them at, like, 6 p.m. on a weekday, it's not happening. It was truly jarring. And I had a therapist that said, God rest her soul.
Oh my goodness.
She's still alive.
Shit.
I run through him like a man slanging D. So one of her gems was I could allow myself this past summer. She's like, to mourn your old life. And I go, you know, I had never considered that.
Wow.
But yes. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I will do that. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm good. I actually love Los Angeles very much. And but it was an adjustment. I mean, I think, like, I mean, my thing is, like, I was such a New Yorker. I lived there for 10 years, and then I also grew up on Long Island. So it was like, you know, I thought I never had to drive again. I really thought I was never leaving New York again. And then getting on the road was an adjustment for me.
Yeah.
But now I can say confidently that I am a good driver, although I am back to my heavy foot ways. She's got a heavy foot.
No.
Yeah. Are you a weaver? I miss driving.
Big time. I like to get where I'm going. It's like Mario Kart on these streets.
Yes. Honestly, it's the only way to drive in LA.
You guys can't be weavers. That makes me nervous.
Well, no, don't get in the car then.
A sample of Las Culturitas from Forever Dog Media. Get your pop culture fix from the culture itself on Las Culturitas. Available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. For many young people, the phrase science rules is synonymous with one of the most prominent, well-respected figures from the world of entertainment. For decades, Bill Nye has inspired generations of biologists, doctors, and more with his signature brand of science so fun that it's impossible to forget. Well, now he's brought that same energy and enthusiasm to the world of podcasts with his new show, Science Rules with Bill Nye. The voice of science for an entire generation is now available in your pocket, answering the curliest questions about the universe by curious callers. Are we alone in the universe? What's the best way to wash a pillowcase? Answers to these questions and many, many more provided by the science guy himself are waiting on Science Rules with Bill Nye. Experiment with this lab sample from a recent episode of Science Rules titled 30 Years on the Hubble Telescope Still Blows Our Minds. Bill dives into the history of the Hubble, exploring its jaw-dropping images of nebulas and galaxies and the many ways it's deepened our intimate relationship with the universe. In this snippet, Bill and his co-host writer Corey Powell chat with NASA's senior project scientist for Hubble, Dr. Jennifer Wiseman, about some of the many capabilities of the legendary telescope.
Let me just put, add a personal note to this, because I'm really thrilled every time we get a result, a spectrographic result. I mean, people love the beautiful pictures from Hubble, and I do too. But some of the strongest science comes from the spectroscopy, which is taking the light, spreading it out into its constituent wavelengths, and then understanding the composition of whatever it is you're looking at, whether it's a planet or a star or a galaxy or the stuff between stars and galaxies.
Yeah, I sometimes think about this as like it's like fingerprinting the universe. You're looking for patterns.
So one of my favorite instruments on Hubble is called STISS, the Space Telescope Imaging Spectrograph. And this is an older instrument that got repaired on this last servicing mission. And it wasn't altogether clear that we were going to get that done because we had so many things we wanted to get done on this servicing mission. But it did get done. And now we are doing science with that repaired instrument that we would never have dreamed of before. For example, we've used the STISS instrument now to detect the water vapor around Europa, which is a moon of Jupiter. And of course, a lot of people believe that for good reason that there's a water ocean under the icy crust of Europa. But how to study that water is challenging. We now believe, based on these Hubble observations, that there may be episodic plumes of water vapor escaping from the ice of Europa, and that has been detected using this STISS instrument that was repaired by astronauts on the last servicing mission. So it all comes together where you have the astronaut program doing things that enable the science that we want to do, and having a facility like Hubble enables us to make discoveries and detections that we didn't imagine doing when it was first launched.
Okay, so I've got to ask, how much longer can Hubble keep going like this?
Well, we're continually monitoring Hubble's health because basically NASA's position is that as long as Hubble is being scientifically productive, we will keep supporting it. And so we want Hubble to keep operating as long as possible. Now, the space shuttle is not flying anymore right now because NASA's developing a more advanced space transportation system now and focusing on the Artemis program back to the moon and Mars. So right at this moment, we don't have a way of actually servicing the Hubble Space Telescope. We are projecting, however, that because Hubble's in such a good technical condition right now, that we should have Hubble well into and hopefully throughout this decade that we've just begun.
That was Science Rules with Bill Nye. Get schooled Nye style on his podcast, Science Rules, available on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection via WVXU.org or on the VXU app. And why not keep the learning going with the help of this week's featured local podcast in Cincinnati, The 92nd Naturalist. Hosted by Cincinnati Zoo Director Thane Maynard, The 92nd Naturalist is a snackable nature podcast that's no nonsense, all nature. There's no time for monkey business as Thane delivers a fact-filled presentation on that week's topic, all in just 90 seconds. Ever wonder what insects are endangered or what the first humans looked like and lived like? From species spotlights to natural history to wildlife conservation, 90 Second Naturalist is a crash course in the natural world from one of the city's foremost nature experts. Take a listen to this recent installment of the 90 Second Naturalist titled Flying Snakes. On the episode, Thane explains the biomechanics behind the South Asian snake species that has actually developed the ability to fly, much like a flying squirrel.
The 90 Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I don't know if you've ever seen video of a flying snake, but they are really something. The Southeast Asian snake curls its tail around a tree branch more than 15 meters above ground before launching upward and then curling its body and gliding to the next tree limb. In order to accomplish this, the snakes flatten out their rib cages into a cupped sort of flying saucer shape that help catch the air, all the while wiggling and undulating like wild. Basically, they look like they're swimming through the air, wiggling to help push their bodies forward as they glide. While birds and even humans using glider wings are much better at their airborne maneuvers, the snake's performance compares favorably to that of other gliding animals, such as flying squirrels, lizards, and even ants. To study this, researchers created physical models of the saucer-shaped cross-section and tested them in a water tunnel, which, if set up properly, can have the same flow characteristics as air. And it turned out that the flying saucer cross-section was a surprisingly good shape for the snake to take, much better than the cylindrical shape the snake would have if it didn't compress itself.
The 90 Second Naturalist from Cincinnati Public Radio, our local podcast spotlight today. Check out the new episode of the 90 Second Naturalist every weekday on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Each week, we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunesCharts.net. New to the charts this week is a podcast that takes place in 1990. The Berlin Wall just fell, the Soviet Union's on the verge of collapse, and the soundtrack to the revolution is one of the best-selling songs of all time, the metal ballad Wind of Change by the Scorpions. Decades later, journalist Patrick Radin Keefe heard a rumor. The song wasn't written by the Scorpions. It was written by the CIA. This is his journey to find the truth. It's Wind of Change from Pineapple Studios, Crooked Media, and Spotify on the top of the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Wind of Change and the other podcasts we feature today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.